just a quick reading from the Garbage Gazette. This also doubles
every
as
week?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, I meant like a new name.
Yeah, I tried like to, the Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, something different every time. Yeah, Garbage Gazette. This also doubles as toilet paper. Friends in low places. Lady Amoria boarded the Garbarge and provided a job for these salty sea dogs. The crew agreed to go to agreed to get the Magu Fin, a necklace of power, in exchange for keeping the money and other treasures found by our friends, the crew of the Dawn's Hammer. They promptly dumped her off the barge, but not before she released an explosive demon, which they quickly captured. The crew first met with an unhappy Tern Swallow, who pointed them in the direction of a bar where Tarnet and Peeway were spending their money drinking. Unable to bully the two into betraying their captain, the gang left the seedy bar, where they were attacked by Tawny and several of Baz's men. Captain and Chuckles nut-punched their way to victory. They convinced Squish not to kill Tawny, but instead bully him into joining their crew. Now the crew must meet with Dawn and try to convince her to give up the location of the treasure. Is this treasure all it seems, or is the Magu Fin a worthless object, only necessary to drive the plot forward?
I have notes.
What?
One, why is nut punched in quotes? We literally punched their nuts.
I feel like nut destroy is better. Nut blasting is more accurate.
The nut blaster disaster?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I love the titles.
And two, we didn't bully him into joining our crew.
No.
We threatened his life.
Well, here's the thing. I was listening to it, and we completely misread the room. They were talking for like 5 minutes how much they adored their captain. And we're like, why don't we just jump her?
Let's kill her.
Also, I just noticed this, and as a pirate, this is important to me, but there's a treasure map involved in this chest. I don't know why I wasn't concerned about this before, but I definitely am now. And I completely glossed over this. But,
yeah, I don't even know what you were distracted with when we were talking at that point.
I have no idea either. It was like kind of like when we like we tossed Lady Amoria off the ship, but we didn't ask her where to go. It's like, all right, we'll go to Tern Swallows. You know? But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are outside of the Wagging Tail, just to kind of catch you up. I mean, I know we read that, but you told Tawny to go back to the ship.
With Dee Dee, right?
Also, you... With Dee Dee. So it's just the three of you.
To our ship? They...
To the Garbarge, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dee Dee, I think, is supposed to keep Tawny from doing anything, but you guys did shoot Tawny in the leg and, beat him up pretty good. So he's not well. I mean,
he's going to be extra loyal now.
No, Juckles patched him up, right?
He patched him up, but I still imagine a shot in the leg is a rough day, and it's time to call it quits at that point.
Just take a nap. All right, yeah, I guess we should trust the monkey. I remember now I said, if he burns down the Garbarge, I'll tota so.
And then Peeway and Turnit had told you where to find the captain. She is at a bar across town called Ginger.
So we're going after Captain Dawn. She has... the Magu Fin.
Which is also, I did not know it was spelled that way.
No, what? I did not spell it that way.
What?
M-A-G-U.
Magu Fin. That's what I wrote too. Wow, twins. Or is this in character?
It could be.
It could be.
How much is it worth you?
One quarter portion.
Oh my god, that's
my favorite.
That's her favorite thing from that's her favorite thing from the sequel trilogy.
I love it so much.
Do you know that Simon Pegg?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's Shaun of the Dead.
The titular Shaun?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Also Scotty from the new Star Trek movies.
That too. He was in...
Of the titular Scotty
Paul.
Trek. What?
He was in Paul?
He was in Paul.
All right.
Not the titular Paul, though.
We need to get this. We need to get this show on the road. We're already half hour late. We're going to the Ginger to talk to this lady.
That's where they said she was. Now you guys, that's where they revealed where she was at. She was across town.
On the walk over, I think we should talk about our plan here.
All right. Yeah, I just woke up from a drunken stupor and then punched a bunch of people in the nuts, and now we're walking to another bar, which I feel like is just a normal night.
I feel like I'm running
for me or Jungles. Yeah,
I'm running on pure adrenaline. I'm still on the nut punch high.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
You were on a high when you went into that bar. You were just having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's always great being the captain. Yar.
Hey.
But yeah, I think our plan should be to talk our way into her good graces, and then maybe someone should tinker that necklace out of her pocket.
Like the Sandlot, just make like an erector set that goes into her pocket and pulls out the necklace.
Is that in the Sandlot? I've never seen that movie.
Oh, I made a bad reference then.
I've seen it. It was a good one.
I get it.
Okay. Anywho.
You don't want to, like, try to break in and steal it from her? You
just want
walk in the door?
Also, I'm more intrigued by what's in this treasure chest, as well as that treasure map I was hearing about.
Did I just remember. Did Pee-wee give us the treasure map, or do we just know that there's a treasure map?
No, there's a treasure map in the treasure.
Yeah, in the treasure. So we either got to...
That seems counterintuitive.
But one treasure begets more treasure.
That's the point. So far, all that we have in the treasure chest right now is the Magu fin and another treasure chest, right? Or another treasure map.
And well, general money. Pee-wee and
she's buying their treasure for a reason.
And there's a 30% chance there are onions inside the treasure chest.
I believe that was a promise that Lady Amoria made, that there was a 30% of chance of onions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I know what you're motivated by. Oh, and how much of a percentage of cat food?
I don't think cat food was discussed.
I thought that I was not the term. Asking about it.
I think you did ask.
Okay.
Oh, no, you asked the bartender if he had cat food, and he said, no, not. This is way nicer than the downtrodden toad, which I felt was unnecessary.
And then he gave us his boots to drink out of, for you to drink out of.
I mean, that's quality service you don't get at the downtrodden toad. I mean, it's what you want.
That's where we got the idea from.
Ripley's not going to take off his shoes for us.
No, those were just shoes that he had. They were not shoes he was wearing.
No, he literally was sockless. He was walking around in socks. I listened to the episode.
No, the guy, this bartender, but not the downtrodden, not Mr. Toad.
No, I see.
What's his name?
I've been calling him Mr. Toad.
Rigney. Okay, all right. So, Rigney. Is that our plan? What is our plan?
I'll be honest, I wasn't listening. Right. I guess we're just going to go to the house and then play it by ear. You know.
Yeah, I think we should...
Classic.
Okay, here's what the plan should be. One of us should distract her while the other of us steal the treasure.
Okay. Well, whoever is sexiest, which is me, and I will distract her.
I don't know. What's your finesse at?
It's zero. I have exactly zero people skills. I've forsaken all other skills in favor of tinkering.
I have one in finesse and two in sway.
I have one in finesse, and I don't have any sway. So I think you're probably.
You've got two in command. So unless you want to demand it over.
I thought command only worked on ghosts.
No, can command.
That's a tune.
Oh.
A tune only works on the spirit world. Yeah.
That's a horse of a different color.
All right. Well, let's get walking over there.
We're already walking over there.
What do you think we've been doing? Walk.
Someone's been as having you walk, to carry Jungles.
I'm exhausted.
You actually go through some of the nicer parts of town. So you leave the docks and you start heading up towards White Crown, which is where the rich live, where the nobility, where politicians. It's the nice part of town. The streets get cleaner. The lights get brighter. You start passing bars. There's music coming out of the doorways. It's very lively. There's a lot of people on the streets. You're in the heart of the nightlife of Duskville. And you go to a white building that there's tons of jazz music just kind of coming out of it. People are kind of flowing in and out. And in red signs above the door, it says Ginger.
I think this is it. I mean, this may surprise you. I've never been in this part of town.
That does not surprise me, but neither have I.
Lads, I've been all over. Have you ever listened to freeform jazz?
No, I don't even know what jazz is.
And out of the building, you hear like little saxophones playing, horns.
What the hell is that?
The jazz, my lads. The jazz. Let's get you cultured.
Sounds like they're just stepping on cats.
That's culture. You're a chef.
You know what that means. They got cats in there.
I don't think they're actually stepping on cats. We can't go in there dressed like this, can we?
I mean, red frock fits in everywhere.
It's dressed like a
guard. Basically, warden clothes.
Yeah, from the Dawn's Hammer.
Yeah, he's got a military uniform. Yeah. Captain, you're in your frock coat. Yep. Chuckles, what are you wearing? Chuckles, what are you wearing?
I'm dressed like clothes that are made out of other hobos' clothes. So
puke all down the front?
It's a compilation of what?
With puke all down the front?
No, I didn't throw up. Wait, I don't think I did. Did I? No.
No.
No, probably not.
But would have.
Yeah, it's a patchwork of hobo clothes.
Okay. At the door, there is a bouncer. And as he sees you guys approach, he kind of sticks his hands out and he's like, whoa, guys. Patches over here. I don't know what you're wearing. Military, you're good to go in. And he sniffs you, Captain, and he's like... You smell like you've had a few already.
When I have more, that's business.
Well, Mr.
Don't you want this business?
Sir, this is a very classy establishment. We have a fine clientele here.
I'm classy.
Unfortunately. And unfortunately, you just don't meet the dress code.
I would like to run a what can I roll to say I want to meet the dress code?
Well, like
because red frock which fits in everywhere. Yeah, I'm gonna roll a sway. Can I do that?
Yeah. If you want to convince him that your clothing is good, you can guys do if you want it. I mean, you just said what you were wearing, so you're good.
Yeah,
sway him.
Hold on, I'm having issues here.
I did that to a bouncer one time. I was going into a club. Oh.
You guys aren't in there yet.
Oh, I can see it.
Also, oh, there are your actions. Okay.
Sorry, I just threw you in there.
I was trying to go to this nightclub and I was wearing bowling shoes. And
oh, yeah, I remember that.
The guy says, you can't come in there with those. And I'm like, what? No, they're my dancing shoes. And he's like, what? I said, yeah, it helps you dance. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. And I said, well, now you know. And you let me in. So,
did you at least dance?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to roll for sway.
Like the idea that you were doing like a
marimba?
All
right. Not a marimba, the merengue or something.
Oh, I don't know what that is. So probably wasn't doing that.
So wait, how many sway do you have, Brandon? You have zero sway.
Zero. So he failed. But I would also like to sway the guard. But go ahead with the consequence.
Yeah, he's like, absolutely not, sir. First off, that coat smells a little bit like poo. Y'all kind of just smell a little sewery.
Weird.
Weird.
That's my natural musk.
I'm going to have you take one stress for that, too, because he's going to start, you know, he's calling your threat shit.
Because he's calling me Sniffy.
He's already called me shit.
I would actually like
you took your punishment.
To, before he goes up to, like, I don't know, like, push the captain out of the way, like, put my hand up and be like, actually, sir, he's part of the band. He's running a little late. They're both part of the band. They're running a little bit late. This one.
Well, yeah, I don't play an instrument.
Way too messed up. No, you clean up after the band.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't have to come in now.
Yeah, yes,
I can come in later.
No, you should come in now.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, you really should go in there. I was tasked with picking them up or finding them and bringing them back to the bar for the band.
Oh, yes, I remember now. I should come in now.
All right, the bartender, the bodyguard says, what do you play?
The mop.
No, yeah, he plays the mop. He cleans up.
That's folksy for you.
And Frocky?
You know, he's still trying to figure it out.
I'm the singer.
He plays the whiskey.
I play
the whiskey jar.
I play the whiskey jar, and I'm a singer, maybe.
All right, let's see if you guys convinced him. Do you want to work together on this, or are you? Well, you're the only one with sway, so I guess you're the only one who's going to make any difference.
Yeah, unless if they both roll like 2 sixes. Do I get plus one for them? Kind of.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying their best. So yeah, you can get a plus one assistance from your friends.
It took me a while to try my best. I was confused for a while.
You were. Critical success.
He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. Well, the singer, the employee entrance is just around the back. If you guys want to go and get set up, you guys need to hurry because the next band's supposed to go on in like the next 15. I don't know if that's you, but you know, I'm a big jazz fan. You know, big fan. But yeah, door's right around the corner. If you want to go ahead and get in. Oh, here. You know what? And he sticks his hand in his pocket and he pulls out three little like coupons. He's like, here, 3 drink coupons on the house.
All right.
Always love live music.
All right, you two go around to the employee entrance. I'll walk in the front door.
And I just say, lads, how awesome is Freeform Jazz? We just got 3 drinks.
Yeah, that's Freeform.
I hold on to mine and like really hard in front of Captain. Like, I do not want him to steal it.
I just take drinks. I take a shot glass out of my pocket and just take a quick. Just getting into the character.
This is the exact plan you guys had for Bebebo.
What happened?
Is it really?
You guys were part of the band. Yeah, you snuck in with the instruments.
Oh yeah, we snuck in the instrument containers.
Yeah, but then you guys had to put Bebebo on the stage, and he couldn't play. So
do you remember what instrument I said I played?
Then? Actually, no, I don't.
I wonder if it's... I wonder if I tried saying I was a saint. I just want to know if history repeats itself.
No, I have to listen to that one again. All right. We start walking around to the back, I guess.
Yeah, so it's on the other side of the building. It's just kind of a narrow alley. It's just a standard ugly street alley. And there's a door that's brightly lit that says, you know, employees only.
Sorry,
wow. I can't believe that worked.
I can't believe they think I am a singer. Yar. But I'm going to do it. This is my big break, lads. Yeah, right?
What? To be a singer? All right. I keep walking around to the back through the by the employees' entrance.
Yeah, did we decide who's going to go talk to Amoria? That's going to be you, Andy, right?
I believe so, yeah. I'm the only one that can
Oh, then we can just
talk to people.
We could just stand out here and smoke then.
Yeah, let's go out and smoke cigarettes in a bush.
Some of the finest jazz cigarettes.
All right. If you guys hear the hootie hoo, run in.
Oh, I forgot that's our signal.
It's gone so bad.
Okay, so we...
What are we going to do? Like, come in and help you convince her?
Are you going to go get, like, figure out information, like, where the treasure's at? Or are we going to go rooting through the place while you're distracting her?
Yeah, we don't really know where she's staying.
That's true.
She's just at this club. So, right. I kind of thought she would be wearing the Magu fin.
What do you... Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
Do you see anyone wearing the Magu fin? Second question... Look, do you know what the Magu fin looks like?
They explained it to us. It looks, it's a, isn't it like a tooth? Like a fish tooth necklace?
It's a necklace. Okay. Lady Amoria explained that it was a necklace made out of Leviathan teeth.
I didn't know they had teeth.
They look a lot like shark teeth.
That's gaudy as hell. She's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, but it provides power.
Oh. Right. Does that make clear to us?
On the other, when we never ran into Captain Don, did we?
No. So Captain Don's, like they said, she's at Ginger's. You ran into her during the mission when you blew up her ship. Yes, you talked to her then. But
okay, all right.
Yeah, all right, then, yeah, I've met her before.
Okay, I'd like to look around and see if I can see her.
Sure. So inside the club, it's pretty packed. There are a lot of people dancing and singing and, you know, just a lot of drinking and talking. So it's pretty noisy. I mean, it's a typical nightclub where there's dancing. In the corner, there is some musicians set up. There's tables everywhere. And you scan the room for Captain Dawn. Let's see if you find her.
Survey. I don't even know if I have any in survey.
You do.
I do? Apparently not. Not good ones, anyway.
It's the crowd. The crowd is too heavy. You can't quite see Dawn. Also, everyone's here is wearing very fancy clothing. The last time you saw Dawn, she was in, like, a sailor's outfit. You know, ragged work clothes. So, no, you don't quite see Dawn. So you can kind of... But you are getting kind of moved and pressed in the crowd, like, as you move around. Captain Squish, what are you up to?
Bumming cigarettes.
Oh, you're just outside smoking?
Yeah,
I'm doing a weird, like, dance, like, trying to, like, just, like, blend in. Is that anyone else dancing?
Are you guys inside?
Are you outside?
Can we get inside?
I'm not inside.
You can come inside. I just moved you to the back.
Yeah, I assume we got inside and we're hanging out towards the back.
I can. Did you pull me with you? That would not have been my inclination.
No, I pulled you with me.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys entered in through the back, and you passed a few dressing tables and some, you know, bathrooms and things like that, closets and whatnot, and you come in through the back entrance, and you're also now in the room with a lot of dancing and singing, but you guys are in the back. If you can see on, like, the top... right-hand side of the screen, there's, like, three tables. That's, like, the general stage area that's a little bit elevated above everything else.
Okay. Can we see where Squish and Lydia and Mario are?
Dawn?
Dawn. Sorry, I misspoke.
If you want to try looking for her, you can.
All right, I'm going to do a quick survey. I'm just going to survey the place. Where's the...
You do see in kind of the center of the room, there is a very tall blonde woman, and you recognize those masculine shoulders, and it's Dawn. She's talking to a crowd of people around a piano that's kind of just in the middle of the room, apparently, and she's over there.
That's Dawn.
I've been calling her Crandall.
There she is.
That was a dude.
There's, Squish. They see Squish working his way over there. There he is, too.
Use your comms.
I don't have comms.
Oh, yeah. Tell Chuckles to communicate with me.
Chuckles.
What?
Call Squish.
What
Make
now?
Sure he's doing okay.
Who?
Squish.
How?
Talkie-talkie.
Oh, this whole thing?
You call this a talkie-talkie?
In this universe.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
I don't think he's on.
Oh.
Over.
Who is this?
This is Chuckles.
Chuckles who?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm looking.
Glad I finally know your last name.
Yep. Well, I'm looking for Squish. Squish, we found her. She's tall, she's blonde, she's beautiful. Except she's a little masculine. Still beautiful.
Just your type, huh?
I am really into gigantic women, so yes. But I know you were just trying to make fun of me.
Yes, I was. Okay. Where? All right.
But, Captain, where is she at?
By the piano.
She's by the piano. Is she playing the piano?
I don't know.
That's not good for us. We're supposed to be the band.
I mean, that's fine. Well, okay, that's how we get in with her. We pretend we're like, you know, it's like a mashup. You know, we're gonna join in.
Oh,
well, Squish will. We're gonna hang out on the sides, but Squish has got to pretend he's joining in. Squish, I hope you know how to at least play chopsticks on the piano.
So he grabbed the radio.
The con to say that?
Yeah.
I do not. I know All there right. are black keys and some white keys.
Yeah, That's well, it. I could see that. All right. Well, anyway, she's by the piano. So if you're going to talk to her, you're going to have to go over there.
All right. All right. Over.
You're welcome. He hung up on me. He didn't even say thank you.
He did say over.
Okay, yeah, okay. So it was less rude than it could have been.
Correct.
So technically he didn't hang up on me.
Over.
Over.
I'm still listening.
Oh.
Over. Now then I hang up. All right, so I walk over to by the piano and I rest my arms on the top of it. And just staring at whoever's playing the piano.
The poor guy who's just kind of playing it is like, kind of like, looks, he's like playing, but he kind of keeps like looking at you and like slowly scooching down the bench. So the music just gets a little bit higher as he's playing. Da-da-da-da. 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 And finally he's like, do you have a request, sir? Can I help you?
No. Just, I like to feel the vibrations.
All right.
Like Dayton.
I look around. Do I see Dawn?
Yeah. So Dawn's there. She's, Kai has her back to you. So she, you know, if you're leaning against the piano, she's kind of on the other side. She has a large group of people around her. They're all talking and you know, being polite, genuine. She is by you very clearly. These are like onlookers or hangers on, you know, someone who's just, she's the new it thing in town. So they're all just surrounding, talking to her.
Well, I'd like to walk up to her and be like, Dawn? Dawn from the Dawn's Hammer?
And she turns and kind of gives you a grin. She's like, nice to meet you.
No, friend. We've met before.
She kind of squints. She's like, you look familiar. And she's kind of dancing. To the piano music.
I start dancing with her. Be like, yeah, it was on your ship that one time.
Are you the guys who blew it up?
No.
I'm just kidding you. And she gives you a big slap on the shoulder. She's like, oh, I never really said thank you for that. I mean, not the blowing up my ship. That kind of sucks. And she kind of gets closer to you so you guys can talk a little bit more privately. She goes, yeah, I never said thank you for that. I mean, you know, without, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, right? I mean, this whole party's for me, but I'm sure you've heard we had a little bit of financial success, and we wouldn't have done it if we hadn't gotten a new upgraded ship. You know, they say the insurance never pays out, but I just don't find that to be true.
I did not hear any of this. Tell me more, please.
Oh, well, so, you know, I collected insurance on the ship, as you do once it sinks, you know, and I got an upgrade, and, you know, we decided, let's spread out, let's have more capital. The docks are pretty full, so we went on an excursion out to the Void Sea, and we were hunting a Leviathan, well, catching Leviathan caviar. If you want, I got a good connection now, but we were out there, and we just one night caught this treasure chest. We picked it up, took it back home, opened the thing up, and it's got money out there out the wazoo. It's got all these maps and artifacts and all this stuff. You know, and
sorry.
Shut up. Not you.
Anyway,
now you're gone. Sorry.
Anyway, then, you know, we got this, anyway, got a lot of money, made a little bit of news, and yeah, we've been doing great, living really good now.
That's really good to hear. Are you still into rutabagas?
Don't really need to worry about the root vegetable anymore. I'm kind of just in the caviar and retirement business.
Fair. All right, well, I mean, it was just the treasure maps and money?
I mean, there was like necklaces and rings. And I mean, it was just, it's a treasure, man. I mean, you don't expect, just a treasure chest full of pirate booty or something like that. I don't know. Booty.
Pirate. Can I see if she's wearing the Magu Fen?
Yes. So you look at her. I'm not even going to have you roll for that. She is not. She's not wearing anything that may be presumed to be the Magu Fen.
Hey, you know, I've got a guy that can help you, like, appraise all of these treasures.
I think we're good. I mean,
he's really good. I don't want you to miss out on any more money to have more parties like this. This is great. I even got a free drink out of it.
So the thing is, kind of sold the contents of the treasure chest. Well, I sold the whole thing. I didn't just sell the contents, but I got a really, really good deal out of it, and helped pay off some debts. And I don't have it anymore.
You don't have the whole chest?
I have money.
Okay, come on.
But I don't have.
Be honest with me. You kept at least one thing out of there. You kept a necklace or a ring or something. Come on.
Ask her about the treasure chest. Ask her about the treasure map.
The thing is that you ever hear of the spirit wardens? Of course you did, right? So the thing is, we got back to port, and Tarnit and Peeway, they're really great guys. Love them a lot, but they kind of ran their mouth off. And these people from the government came, and they took the treasure, and they gave us a really, really, really good deal for it. A lot of money. I mean, more than we're ever going to need, really. I don't have the treasure anymore.
None of it.
No, man, just the money. I just have money. I mean, what am I going to do with treasure? Like, right, I can just go down to a store and, like, buy something with doubloons or a treasure map or a necklace. Like,
yeah, buy it, but I'm sure there was a necklace in there that would fit your very, very beautiful shoulders and neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
Coming on to me?
That depends.
Listen. You're a great guy. My personal proclivities don't include you, but I think you're a nice guy. It's really nice seeing you again. And again, thank you for, you know, everything that you did. We really wouldn't have done this without you.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
Why? You said you hadn't heard of the treasure yet.
I haven't, but like, I thought there was. I thought you would have kept something from it. Something to show off a little bit.
I mean, I just don't have anything that I kept. I mean, they took it all to that warehouse down in the docks. I didn't really, you know, I really have an option. They kind of had a warrant. Warehouse
down by the docks.
Thank God I didn't want to have to mop the damn floor.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I don't want to sing.
At that point, both of us are yelling into it. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, like we're grabbing hold of the mic. Like, oh, I got out of here.
Don's like, is your pocket talking?
No, it's not.
No, that's just, I have this.
Pants.
Carry on.
Is the rest of your crew here?
What? No.
I don't have a crew.
She kind of like goes into the pocket and pulls out the walkie talkie and she's not quite sure what to do with it. She's like, hello?
Yar?
Ignore us.
Were you the other guys that blew up my ship?
No.
Yes.
But also yes.
Which ship are you talking about?
Oh, you better not have done anything to Don's hammer reforged. I would have been so upset if you did.
Uh-oh.
Maybe
we'll get another insurance payout.
Yeah, hooray for insurance.
Let me go say hi to your friends. Let me go say hi to the other guys. I never got to thank them either.
Oh, no. What do we do? 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 What do we do?
Just play cool. Just play cool.
No, I can't. I can't. No.
Just
play cool. No.
Just stand up straight and, you know.
I go limp.
Stand up straight and thrust your hips out.
I'm just sitting. Just way dick forward.
Yeah, we're just stretching now at this point.
Yeah.
Just Dawn getting a good stretching.
Dawn is tall enough she can kind of see over the general crowd, and she just sees you two, like, sticking out like that. And she's like,
hey. Yar! By the way, Chuckles, what do you think of my yar? It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's great. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't... you're going to have to take the lead on this one.
Just to follow my lead.
All right.
Yar.
Don follows, doesn't really follow, but pushes her way towards the back where you two are. And she waves over and kind of comes clomping over to you. And she's like, I'm so glad I could see you guys again. It's been a while.
Yar, how have you been?
I thought you were going to be really mad at us, so we've been hiding.
Yeah, I mean, we blew up your ship at all.
Yes, allegedly, but also...
Reality.
Well, I mean, it's not really allegedly. I mean, I was there. I saw it.
A lot of people were there, honey.
It was a necessary action.
Honey?
What? Who's
ma'am?
That?
She's like, nah, I'm just kidding you. And she kind of like ruffles your head a little bit. She picks up your hat, ruffles your head, puts it back down.
Why do people keep doing that?
An onion falls out.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. So what are you guys doing? Do you want to stay for the party? I'm hosting it. I see you got some drink tickets.
Ma'am, we're on a mission from a god.
It's from a person.
All right.
You wouldn't know her.
Well, so drinks?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it depends. What do people drink here? I feel like they're not going to have anything I like.
They really just drink a lot of gin, I think.
Yes, but out of what?
Glass.
So I'm more into shoes.
She kind of looks at you. She's like, me. I don't think they have any shoes. But do you want to try a different bar? We could go find Peeway and Tarnit. We guys could have a little drinking party.
No,
hey, crew. Woo.
No, I'll just drink out of your stupid glass. I don't really want to see Tawny again.
She turns around. Squish kind of yells, though. I don't know if Squish you've approached yet, but she kind of yells over to you. Squish, you want a drink?
Yeah.
Captain. This treasure. Were there any maps in there?
of the treasure variety. You know, as a pirate, I take special interest in all sorts of booty.
What are you looking at when you say booty? How creepy is this?
I'm definitely, I'm definitely unfocused.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
There were a couple of treasure maps. There was, there were some treasure maps.
And you told my friend Squish, I overheard through our walkie-walkie system, you might have heard of it, that you had your treasure taken away from you? How ghastly.
Well, you know, we really, that was not treasure we could really handle, but I appreciate your concern, you know. We got a good deal for it. I think we got a very fair market value for what we provided.
These maps, how many maps were there? Was there anyone in particular? I think I'm interested in the treasure maps, if you know what I'm saying.
That has become clear.
Very clear.
I didn't really look at them for too long. I mean, like I said, there's a warehouse down over in the docks that they've got everything kept at. I think the spirit wardens were looking over the stuff there. But other than that, I mean, I kind of just took the money and run, as they say.
Fair enough. And I turned to the other two guys. We got to get out of here right now. Take your drinks and go.
Can I roll a perception check?
Sure.
I see a picture on this chessboard, and I would like to roll to see whether or not I noticed him.
Okay, sure. I gotta use the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
You want to take a drink break?
I think it might be a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Unless you've always come prepared.
Always with the Miller Lite.
I don't.
Always prepared with Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Lite.
Man, my ears are sweaty. I drew on the floor. I don't know how to make it go away.
Yar.
Oh boy.
That's a little... Yar.
At the end of the last session, I was listening back, and I was like, man, I sound drunk. And then I realized I was pretending to be drunk.
You did a really good job.
I did pretty good. Also, I was probably a little drunk. Because I've been getting very drunk during these sessions recently.
It helps the creativity.
It does.
And Bill, and the camaraderie.
In a way.
It does, actually, it does way. Nothing for productivity, but it does everything for camaraderie.
Which is basically productivity, in a sense, when you're doing something like this.
You know, team building.
Does your mic have a volume on it?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can probably go down a little bit.
Okay. Better?
Yep.
Part of the talk is like it's only like what's it called? Like 11 o'clock. It's not really like all the way turned up, you know?
So like halfway?
A little less.
Okay. Yeah, you were overdriving just a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Sounds better now.
I made a good joke at work today. There's a guy fixing the steam kettle at work, and it was missing the dial. So the dial goes 1 to 10. He's like, "Yeah, if you go all the way up to 10, it's gonna boil like no other." I'm like, "Yeah, but what if we go up to 11?
11.
He's like, he looked at me and said, "This is not Spinal Tap."
Oh, so he got it.
Fantastic. He got it, yeah.
Fantastic.
But this one goes to 11.
I would pat him on the back because I don't think a lot of people would get that anymore.
Yeah.
The Utes.
You know,
all right, Chuckles.
I kind of hope this, you don't see this guy and he finds you. Not in character.
Huh?
What? I kind of hope Chuckles, fails the perception and this guy sees him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. What would you like me to roll?
So I think it would probably be survey.
Okay.
Because you're looking around the room. You could do study too, though, if you want, because you got a little bit better percentage in that.
All right.
But well, I mean, it's more of like you're kind of just like looking around. It's more of a survey.
I really don't remember how we left it off. I think the captain was talking.
Yeah, so the captain and Dawn were talking, and then all of a sudden you see this guy from across the room that you think you recognize.
Okay, so yeah, while they were talking, I wasn't really paying attention, and I'm just looking at different faces in the crowd.
So that would be study then, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to explain why I was using study. Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because it's like you're trying to like, wait, do I know that person? You're doing more of an inspection.
Yeah. Partial success, I rolled a 4.
So you think you see someone you recognize in the corner, but as you're like kind of doing one of those, you're kind of obvious, and so suddenly he recognizes you, and you lock eyes across the room.
Oh no!
And Watt points at you, and just you can't hear him because it's too loud, but you just hear him go, see him go.
And I grab
marching over. Across the room.
I grab the captain's shoulders. I'm trying to hide behind him.
What? Get underneath my frock.
I'm not getting under your frock, but I will get behind your frock.
We got to get out of here. Where's the? Let's get to the back door. I don't want to talk
to this
guy.
This is not good news.
It's going to be super awkward. You punched that man in the nuts. We were not supposed to.
You saw him too?
Yeah, I saw him too. I mean, I saw you lock eyes with him, and this is not good.
Oh, boy. This is not good.
Let's try to make our way to the back door.
Okay.
We do not want to talk to Watt. Or unless you want to talk to Watt.
I'm surprised you can still walk.
I just imagine that like the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode with the meerkats.
Oh, I don't remember this one.
Oh, yeah. So like they have the meerkat exhibit at the zoo and like the gang splits up, but then they find each other at this. So they all raise their heads in the bubble. And, like, every time they see one, and they're all looking around, and they're, like, all surprised that they see everybody in the group.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So you're just staring at each other, kind of like popping your heads up.
Yeah, we're slow walking back towards the door.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. We gotta go to the.
But I am hiding behind the captain and his red frock.
Yeah.
Captain, frock is are up. You are you just talking to Squish and or to Chuckles and you're just trying to get out of the room?
Yeah. We're like being real casual, like, you know. But like we're like, hey, yeah, how's the weather going, Chuckles?
So you're just ditching Dawn.
Yeah, we're ditching Dawn. Well, Dawn was talking to Squish, right?
No, she came over and was talking to you.
Oh, yeah, no. You were asking her about the treasure map, and now, you've started slowly walking towards the door.
Yeah, no,
that's why I want to make sure. Like, are you still talking to Dawn? Are you done?
No, I'm done. I wished her goodwill and went to the bathroom, and now as I've come back, I've seen
that was in character. A bathroom break was in character.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. I excused myself, had to go to the bathroom, exactly like I did. Like I gotta go to the bathroom. Bye. And I come back and I see Chuckles, and I see him. Like I'm wiping my hands. And I'm like looking at Chuckles, looking at what he's looking at, looking at what he's looking at, and realize. And I throw the paper towel and start running towards him. That's scene continue.
As you're backing away, Squish, you can intercept Watt. Or are you just gonna kind of keep standing there? Or are you gonna follow them? Or I want to make sure I know where everyone's at.
I'll intercept Watt.
Oh, you saw him too.
Well, I saw your guys' fear. I was like slowly walking up.
Yeah. I watched you. He was watching me.
And then I looked over like,
As you reach Watt, he is just like absolutely angry. He turns and he looks at you and he goes, you!
Me?
You were there that night!
I'm a lot of places a lot of nights.
This is absolutely ridiculous. And he kind of like tries to kind of shove you off. He's like, I remember you. You were at that party, and that was the night everything went wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And he pushes you aside, and he goes for Chuckles.
I grab him.
Okay.
Like in the back, like on his scruff. Yeah. And he tried to walk by.
Well, by the shoulder, and I like pull him back. And go, what are you accusing me of?
I'm not accusing you of anything but him. And he turns around and he points. Him. All I did was ask. I don't know who he is. He was there the night of my party. The night of the auction. He punched me in the nuts so hard that I don't think I'm going to be able to have children. That's the end of my line. He didn't just blow up my house. He blew up my legacy.
Well, judging by the looks of it,
he needs to pay.
He did everyone a favor.
Oh, I will not stand for this. And he takes off his glove. And he's I was saving this for him, but I've got two gloves.
Oh,
and
no.
He smacks one against your face.
I quick punch him in the face.
Okay, let's see how much damage you can do with that.
Do I have any in rec? No.
No.
This is not good. All right, I'm going to roll rec.
Is it rec or skirmish?
Well, you got a partial success for rec. Do you want to roll for skirmish? Because I think he makes a good point.
I got zero in both.
Oh, so it'd be the same roll.
Yeah.
Be the same. Okay. Well, you definitely hit him. He doesn't go down completely, but in doing so, you kind of capture the attention of everybody there. Because as you punch him, he screams out, and everyone kind of turns and they look to see where the scream comes from. So now all eyes are on you, Squish.
Dude, I got my mic back or my talkie from Dawn, right? She gave it back
to you.
Run!
We start running. I say that into the microphone, and the funny thing is, remind you, Chuckles has the microphone in his hand the entire time. Every time I've talked, I just grab his hand and start talking to it. So I'm like grabbing Chuckles like a child running away.
That sounds all right.
So you you two are in the back, so you're able to get a pretty good run out into the to the back of the into the employee only entrance. Squish, you have all eyes on you. What do you want to do? Are you going to run?
No, this motherfucker slapped me in the face with his glove. That's a duel.
Yeah. So he has come back. He kind of like wipes his nose. He's going to throw a punch at you. How are you going to deflect that? You see him kind of wearing up. He's like,
I'm just going to duck and throw an uppercut right into his non-existent nuts.
No. So dude, we've established that
he's going to turn into our antagonist.
That nut punching is Wreck. So you can roll for Wreck to destroy his penis.
How many nut punches have we done? Do we really have to establish that?
I think I have to hit him now.
I think I'm gonna push myself too.
Okay.
I'll mark the stress in a second. But
yeah.
This is such a bad idea. It's such a bad idea.
No.
You go to punch him, and instead the bar is a little, the floor is a little slippery, so you kind of just slide instead. You miss him, and in the meantime, he's able to give you a good slap across the face. You're going to take an additional 2 stress for that.
Oh no, I am almost stressed out.
Chuckles, Captain. You guys still running?
Well, I'm making my way to the door, and I feel like I'm dragging Chuckles behind.
Okay. Yeah, but I stop. I stop, and I'm putting up a little resistance. You pulling me out, and I just say, Squish, he needs us.
Squish can handle himself. We need to get
I'm
out of
sure
here.
I'm not sure he can. He can't even hit a pair of nuts.
Listen, if that man gets a hold of you, if that man gets a hold of you, your nuts are going to be next. You've got to get out of here.
But then I see where's Squish? He's on the ground.
He's on the ground. Yeah, he just got slapped. Just big old slap.
And I turn and I just yell out, I think you're looking for me.
Watt turns and he sees you and he slowly just pulls off his other glove. This one he doesn't slap at you. He just throws down right in the middle and he points at you and he says, you came into my house. I trusted you. I trusted you as a gentleman and you destroyed my livelihood. You destroyed my house. You destroyed my name. You destroyed my family. I deserve recompense.
Oh, a duel. I will give you recompense. Wait, what's recompense?
Watt kind of looks around. He's like, are you asking me?
Yes.
He's like not quite sure what to make of that. And he goes, I challenge you to a duel right now in front of all of these good people.
Then let's duel, baby.
Pick your weapon.
Juggles. We should just run. We need to just run.
No, this asshole is going to get it.
Listen, no, we need to get out of here. We need to get to that warehouse and get to that treasure map, and then we'll be all clear. All right? We just need to get out of here.
We could do that, too. Right after I take care of this.
I don't know if I can agree with this, but...
You have no other choice. I'm going to duel this man, and I don't know what weapon I have even.
You have the best weapon of all. You are the nut punching master. Destroy this man like you did that day. Just run and do it. And I turn you around, I slap you in the butt and just kick you.
I would like to do a flashback. I have an idea. And we were in the junk barge. We were floating around, sort of.
Oh, the garbage?
The garbage. Sorry. What did I call it?
Garbage.
The junk barge.
Oh, the junk barge. No. the garbage. And it was me and Squish talking about, I guess we couldn't have been preparing for this. Did we really prepare for this?
while we were not for this, but I had a different idea. Go ahead.
Oh, we were just talking about, let's say, the next score, and Squish was like saying like, okay, well, what are you going to bring to the next one? I was like, I don't know, like, I'm not sure. Probably these tinkerer's tools. And he's like, why are you bringing tinkerer's tools? You know, we always blow up the building, so you should bring some weapons. I was like, I'm not really a weapons guy. I don't really want to bring a weapon. And Squish is like, no, you need to bring a weapon. And I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll bring a weapon. But what do I even bring? And
I think you should bring a gun.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to show you how to aim it. I'm going to show you shooting skills.
I'd prefer not to shoot this man. You tell me you want to bring a gun. I don't know if I am the shooting type. What else? All right. You know,
I say you take that boom boom sauce and use it to something. Like make an explosive device, like
on your glove. One Punch Man.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like you have a glove that's coated in boom boom sauce.
It's the only thing I know how to do is punch.
Do you even have any in rec?
Yes, I have two rec.
Oh,
but also we got you. I'll take a stress for you to see it in this. If you pull out a sauce soaked white glove,
it's just a white glove covered in just like orange stains,
like yeah, orange sauce.
But they're painted cool, so it looks like flames.
Yeah, but also we painted it, so you know that it's supposed to look like flames, but it really just looks like leaky knuckles.
And it's also fingerless.
Oh no, my bum's glove.
Yeah, your bum nut breakers.
I just imagine this epic scene where you start walking up slowly, you pull this glove and you put it on right in front of him. And you get ready.
This hobo fingerless glove.
Yeah.
this is what Squish has dreamed up for me, because I was like, I don't really want to shoot someone. I think punching is more my thing. And he's like, he just shakes his head
Fine. All right. We're gonna put this to your advantage, and we're gonna cover it in Squishy Boom Boom Sauce.
It's an unfortunate name, but I accept.
It's a pretty cool name.
All right. Well, here's the only glove I have.
And I dip it in Squishy Boom Boom Sauce.
All right. So then, I mean, like, this is going down. It's like a high school fight, right? Because he's just called me out for, a duel. And I take the Squishy Boom Boom Sauce glove, and I put it on, and I just look at him and I say, let's do this.
Fisticuffs? Fine.
Are you going to go right for the shot?
I have a visual of what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, how can we give you our support? Like our spirit to you,
How can you charge his gloves with your spirit energy?
Yeah, exactly.
So the way that the duel is going to work is that you two, because you obviously you both know the rules of the duel, stand back to back, and then you walk. You're going to walk five paces. You'll get to turn around and then go from there.
Okay.
I think you're going to have to use your speed and just run.
I mean, I agree to these. I'm somewhat confused by these rules, not in character, but I'm sort of going along.
So you turn, you walk five paces, you turn around, you see that Watt has also walked five paces, and he's in like kind of like a little crouch.
Can I cheat?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. How are you going to cheat?
Well, he tells me the rules, which is take five paces and then turn around. But I just take one pace and I spin around on one foot and I just give him just an uppercut in between his legs.
So as he's turning around, walking away, you do one step, turn, and then just clonk him.
Yep, just right in between his legs, like a wrestling uppercut, like nut shot.
Okay, we'll see how your wreck does in a second. Squish and Captain, are you two going to do anything to assist?
Oh, I'm like lending my mental energy, like cheering him on.
I can't. I'm too stressed out from just being slapped in the face Captain, by this dandy.
I'm like, he really got you good. Chuckles is going to go ahead and roll his wreck. You're going to get a plus one for the Captain. Captain, you're going to go ahead and take one stress.
Mm-hmm. It's free, bud. One stress. I just imagine I'm raising my hands up like at the end of Dragon Ball Z, just lending my spirit energy.
Does that work?
The whole bar is quiet. He's attuning the spirit energy. You could, yeah. The whole bar is quiet. Everything is crazy. And then we see this magnificent punch.
Yeah, well, I dropped to my knees.
Hold on, maybe not magnificent.
Well, we don't know yet.
Yeah, let's see the roll first.
Yeah, at this point, we're expecting a punch. And it's wreck plus one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's typing something. All right.
You do it. You hit him. Kablam. The whole crowd just gasps.
Yeah, but also, what? There's an explosion doesn't out of his pants.
Right. So, like, you hit it. There's a... His pants are aflame, alit. There's smoke coming from his crotch. And he just goes down. He crumples.
I imagine, like, it's that point in the movie where, like, they're singing We Are the Champions and, like, me and Squish are in the background just screaming, yeah, yeah, you know, like,
in slow motion as his pants are just exploding with fire.
Just little flames just keep bursting up now that even long after you punched him, just like, psh, psh.
He's laying face down, but there's still flames shooting out the side of his body.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you did it. You did it. Watt goes down. The entire crowd is just aghast. Waiters start running and grabbing water to pour onto Watt's pants to get out the flames. But he's not moving. He's not dead, but he's not moving. Dawn is just, like, watching you in awe, and she's kind of like, that was amazing! She starts laughing. She's like, that was so cool! Ah, and what are you three doing at this point?
I want to reach into, like, I imagine,
let me guess, you want to loot him.
No, I kind of want to reach into, run over to where Captain is, reach into his frock and pull out a bottle of whiskey and throw it at Watt laying on the ground.
You better hope it's whiskey and not my fucking explosive ghost.
I know where you keep your explosive ghost.
You better roll for that.
You throw a whiskey bottle at Watt. He is not moving. What was the whiskey bottle for?
To blow up and make it worse.
Like a Molotov cocktail.
I run up and I grab Chuckles and I, like, fireman foam over my shoulder and, like, oh, let's get out of here. And I start running through the crowd. The crowd's still going wild and, like, where I'm just sneaking around. And I imagine you're putting up a fight, but, you know.
I'm amped. I am just, like, going like this. While you are carrying me. I don't even know you're carrying me. What? I think you're picking me up like I won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like that. And we're like, you know, like everyone's cheering you on, but I'm slowly making my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Disneyland.
It's the perfect disguise and in front of everybody else.
So Captain's leaving the bar. Chuckles is leaving the bar. Squish, are you leaving with them?
Yeah, I'm following behind.
All right.
Can I want to do a hunt roll on that whiskey bottle throw. See if it...
Okay, go ahead and do a hunt throw.
It turns him into a burn victim?
Yes.
He really wants to finish off this fucking poor guy. He was really nice to us, honestly.
Was he?
He slapped me in the face.
Yeah, after Juggles destroyed his balls and then his house.
I ended his family line.
You can't see. You throw the bottle of whiskey, and you do hear like break, and then you hear as like it kind of catches fire, and all of a sudden like the bar kind of fills up with smoke from Watt's burning pants. And people kind of start rushing and pushing for the exit. So now there's a crowd of people trying to leave and kind of pushing you out. And a lot of attention is going to be brought to the building.
Yeah, we got to run. We got to make it to this warehouse.
Where the heat will be is down.
Well, the heat will be down, but the treasure will be high and our joy will be nigh.
Maps aplenty.
Yeah. Pirate booty, if you will.
All right, you all leave the bar and you're standing in the alleyway by the employee entrance.
What is Dawn doing?
Dawn is kind of leaving with the rest of the group. Everyone's kind of filtering out of the exits at this point because the smoke has built up. She sees you guys as you leave the employee entrance. She kind of jogs up to you and she goes, That was one hell of a party. Were you guys the entertainment the whole time and didn't tell me?
Well, you know, I couldn't have done it without cheating.
Yar!
This has been a great night. What are you guys up to?
We got to talk about our entertainment business.
We're off to the docks. To the warehouse district.
Don't tell her what we're doing.
To the warehouse district!
All right, yes, tell her what we're doing. Right.
Hey, why don't you go get Pee-wee and Turnway and meet us there.
I don't remember. Do they like us?
They like her.
They like her.
That's right.
We did try to convince them to kill her. to jump her.
Yeah. But that was before we spent some time with her.
But this will give us some time to like go investigate and while she's gone. We don't need her. You know, we don't need her around.
Yep, so...
I'm in here now.
Yep, we got that score.
We are going to get so much heat.
Wait, that wasn't even the score?
No. I'm surprised we didn't blow up that place.
I tried to.
There's still time. I tried to, too.
All right, well, we got a nice, nice warehouse district. And as any kaiju fan knows, warehouse districts always survive. They never get destroyed.
What is a kaiju?
A monster. Like Godzilla. It's typically when the Power Rangers fight monsters, it's always in the warehouse district. It's the kind of that's the joke.
Oh, that sounds kind
of funny. I just know kaijus from Pacific Rim.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're referencing Power Rangers.
Go. Power Rangers.
You guys run back to the docks into the abandoned warehouse district. they're not really abandoned, but there's one warehouse you can see that has a lot of lights on, which is kind of strange considering it's the middle of the day. You see some guards outside, and you see someone enter the building. They are wearing a very long white cloak, and it looks like there's something covering their face. This is a spirit warden. This is the same person that arrived after Dawn's Hammer at your junk fort and released the ghost. The same group of people. They are in charge of ghostly dealings here in Duskville. And, you're at the warehouse.
So we got to sneak in this place, right? I say we, can we take a survey view and see if there's any, like, exits that we can get into? Like, any obvious ones?
Yeah, I think, sure. can we roll, like, a, can you put us in the scene?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Also, who's with us? Is it just the lady? Dawn?
Well, so Dawn went to run and grab her crew. That is going to take a few minutes. In the meantime, you guys are standing outside of the warehouse. I just put you in here because I don't have an outside scene. So you're outside of the warehouse at this point.
Can we do a team survey roll?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
You want to take the lead on that?
Yeah, we just, all three of us roll survey. And then we take the highest score.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's that easy.
Huh? Roll.
Yeah. Well, that didn't help. That didn't help.
Wait, do I have to roll?
Yeah.
Survey. Survey says.
I do have zero in survey.
Yeah, well, apparently we're gonna fail. You got one, was it 1, 2, 3, 3, 6?
I told you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with Chuckles, we do have to take the lowest of that one. Yeah. It's pretty foggy, and so you can see that there are lights coming from the warehouse, but it's very hard to discern where exactly, like, what is coming from the warehouse. There's just a lot of lights on it, and it's very foggy. Right. You're not able to tell shit.
All right, well, we got to break into this place then.
Yeah, I would try to find a second level. Okay. See, it's like there's like windows up there. That's what I wanted to survey it for.
Do you kind of want to like sneak in and get closer to the building?
Yeah, I'll prowl.
Yeah, yeah. I can. I'm a good prowler.
Are you?
Yeah, I got 2 prowl.
So no prowl. I got no prowl.
He's got no prowl.
Yeah, I want to prowl up closer to the building.
Okay, are you prowling or Chuckles prowling?
I'm not prowling. I can prowl if this were some kind of prowling contest. Is it?
No.
Would it be?
You get closer to the building, and you can kind of make out the features. So there is a second floor with windows kind of evenly dispersed along the whole side. You peek through the window, and you can see that there's like a large main first floor, and there's a smaller top second floor.
Okay.
Can we break in through the window without being noticed?
I don't have any in study, but I kind of want to survey from the window, the second story window.
How are you going to get up there?
I was trying to find a way up there.
There are other warehouses nearby, so if you want to climb to the roof of one of the other warehouses, you would be able to see through the second window at that point.
Okay, that's what I want to do.
Okay. I'll
do that.
And then see inside. And because, well, I've got this ability I forgot about, which would have been nice in the club, called Scout, where I get a +1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and Squish climbs up to the, using his cat-like abilities, climbs up to the second floor of a warehouse nearby that is very clearly dark and empty, and he takes a peek inside. So go ahead and do survey, and then your +1. Yep.
4.
So you can see inside. You can't quite see who or what is there, but from what you can tell on the second floor, there's a staircase that leads up from the top floor. There seems to be like some sort of enclosed office or something that's a little bit closed off to the rest of the second floor, and then an open space. You can see things like bookshelves, boxes. It just seems like a general working space on the second floor, and you do see movement inside.
All right. Well, then I radio to jumped in because they share a comm apparently. Hey, there's a office up there. There's some activity going on up there. That may be where the treasure's at.
Yar. How do we get in there?
I assume there's a door.
Yar.
To the second floor?
No. To the building. I'm just telling you where it may or may not be. Mostly may.
All right. I guess that's... Thanks for telling us about the easy part.
I still suggest we just break the window and break in.
Can we blow it up?
The window?
All of it. Except the treasure.
Okay, we gotta listen. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
I'm running high right now.
I know you're running high. You're on the nut punch high. I understand that. I was there earlier tonight. It's been a long night.
As you two are talking, I like to imagine that you're just moving the microphone back and forth from each other.
So Squish can hear us.
Right. Like you're talking to each other, but you only have one microphone to do it in.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So what are we going to do, guys?
I mean, I you know my vote.
What? Blow it up. I know, but we got to save that. Here's the thing. I think we should save that for last. That's a great grand finale. It's a great way to end the night is blowing a place up. Let's get the
those guys with the white robes and the masks. They're are they human? Can we kill them?
Are they ghosts?
Yes. No.
Okay, so we can't kill them. They're just like okay.
But they are ghost wardens.
Yes.
Okay. Which means they can attune pretty, I assume, better than the captain, which is right now, from what I've seen, a pretty low bar.
But are there ghosts?
Wow, hurtful.
Hurtful, yet perhaps true. Show him your attuning skills.
Yes, yeah, prove me wrong.
Prove him wrong.
I mean, I have my butler back with me, and I have a boom boom ghost myself, and I also have a fire demon. I think I'm rolling pretty hot.
We do have the boom boom demon.
Yeah, well, we can't just waste him.
He's right.
He comes back after a dance. It's fine.
No, that's a different demon. No, that's not the boom. No, you said the boom boom demon. That's not the boom boom demon. You're talking about what's his name? Hotly.
Hotman, and he's Hotman. Right.
No, because the explosion demon comes back. Comes back after a dance too, or after a ritual. Rather.
No, Kaboom is in a bottle. I have one. He's my one. He's my one free explosion, and then I have a fire demon that comes from a fusion dance from Dragon Ball Z.
I know, but Kaboom still comes back.
Kaboom does come back, but not if you know the ritual to make him come back. Exactly, you guys don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Ritual. And also, we did throw that lady who does know the ritual into the sewer. So I'm not sure she's gonna want to, you know, do us any favors.
Also, she left that on the boat to blow up if you guys didn't do what she wanted.
Oh, well, I thought we put him in we put him in a bottle.
Yeah, she left him on the boat. We put him in a bottle
originally, then you put him in the bottle.
Yeah, now she's in the bottle.
Yeah, well, the bottle of the sewers. Which we threw her into.
All right. We're getting distracted. We got to get in this warehouse because, you know, that treasure's, I can feel it calling me. We got to get in there.
All right. Well, you think maybe you could throw me into the windows upstairs?
I would love nothing better than to do just that.
I know. I'm riding high, baby. I feel like nothing could go wrong.
All right, yeah, let's do it. What exactly is that action,
Game Master? That's probably tinkering.
Finesse.
Oh, I have one finesse.
On whose part? I mean, I have one finesse, too. I mean, it's really both of us finessing.
Yeah, I'm going to say you're both going to have to do this together.
So how do we do that? Just roll.
We hold hands.
So
each roll your finesse, and depending on what the score is, we'll go from there.
Can I...
It doesn't matter. Captain got six. Well, Tiger still rolled.
No, wait.
No, because it's a different action. I mean, he can throw me perfectly and then I blow it.
No, but if you also get a six, then it's a critical success.
But what if... Well, no, but how do I...
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, let me finish. Sorry. I would like... Can I stress myself to do more, better?
Yes.
All right, well, I do that then. Plus one. It's just one stress?
Yes.
Okay. I do that then.
Oh, it's just one stress to... I thought it was two stress.
I think it's... Let's just say it's one. If you took an extra stress, go ahead and reduce your stress.
Okay.
I did not take an extra stress.
Okay.
No, I took two earlier.
Oh, well...
So, now Captain, I'm not going to back my one.
Chuckles. You step into the captain's hands, and he performs a perfect cheerleading throw. Just throws you straight up into the air. You manage to get through the window. You do make a noise when you land through the window, but you land without any issue.
Whoa.
Like you don't break anything.
I didn't think that would work.
Well, the captain did roll a success.
It did turn out he was a cheerleader in college.
Yeah.
Did I see all of that happen?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're across the street, right?
You're in another warehouse that faces the window they just threw him in.
Holy shit.
I imagine we did all that without talking to you, Squish.
Yeah. You just see them go over and just, wah!
What the hell are they doing?
What the fuck?
Okay.
Wow. Good job, guys.
I turn around and I lean out the window. I didn't think that would work.
I'll be honest, I didn't think so either. You're a happy cabin boy.
Chuckles, you are through the window. Now, there was a small noise when you crashed through the window. So guards are coming up the stairs to investigate. There is one on the floor already who's kind of walking around. The other one is coming up the stairs.
All right. I didn't think this far ahead.
I didn't either.
In and out of character, didn't think this far ahead. Well, now I'm up here, and
Stealth.
Yes.
Roll for stealth. I don't know what that is, but do it.
Prowl. You'd roll for prowl. Yeah, if you want to hide behind something, go ahead and prowl.
Well, I would like to make progress, too. Am I in an office, or am I, like, in a catwalk?
So you were on the second floor open area, which is kind of like a just like an open workspace. There are bookshelves and, you know, baskets in there. There are tables. There are things to hide behind or to, you know, hide yourself. But it is largely an open area. You are not in the office, but you can see directly ahead of you is the office.
Okay.
The office is mostly walled off, but there is like a glass window you can see. And there are two spirit wardens in there. And you do see the treasure chest is in there.
Oh, dear. Yeah. You did say there are baskets. Can I hide under a basket like Solid Snake?
Does he just put a basket over his, like, body?
Well, it's a cardboard box, right? Was that Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, it's Solid Snake. He hides in a box, and it's like... And he hides in a box.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do that. That'll go be a prowl.
Hide in the basket.
Hide the basket.
It. Well, it's an upside down basket.
Yes.
I always said you were a basket case.
Well, then I'm going to stress myself again.
Oof.
Okay. You're going to take another stress?
Yeah, I'm going to try really, really hard.
He really wants this to work.
Yes. We all want this to work, if we're being honest.
Oh, my God. Critical success.
Do I just have free reign of the warehouse now?
Yeah, so you're hiding in a... You're hiding in the basket, and the two guards go up there, and they just like,
They watch it move, but they still don't do anything.
Yeah. Must be the wind. So they're going to continue on the route. One of them is going to stay up here with you, but he's not looking for you. The other one is going to patrol the rest of the staircase. He's kind of going up and down the stairs.
All right. I'm looking through with my eyes through the hand holes in the basket, just so you know. And I just think it's important to imagine. And I am walking, timing when the guard is looking at me, kind of like the booze in Mario.
Or Zelda in the when you have to get into the castle.
Yeah, I can't think of what the... What's the
Ocarina of Time? He didn't cover himself, but you can see where they're coming.
Yeah, yeah. And when he looks away, then I keep moving, and then I stop. And when he looks away, I go beep 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 beep. Then he looks. Then he looks at me, and I stop. Then he looks away, and I just keep scurrying closer and closer towards the office.
Okay. As you're doing that, what are the other two doing? Are you guys just watching?
Go ahead. So can I have those ghost chains? Can I use those to climb? I don't think she heard me.
I'm sorry, what?
I have those ghost chains. Can I use those to climb like a rope?
Those are more for like attuning ghosts to you. But if you do want to like climb up the side of the warehouse, you could.
Like Spider-Man?
Yeah, like you could jump on like a ledge here or there or like a shed that's nearby and kind of like try to make your way up to the second floor.
I would like to do that. How do I do that?
That's going to be another finesse.
Finesse? Just regular old like?
Yeah.
Failure. I am not getting in this place.
You tried to jump to lift yourself up on the first shed and you kind of, it's slippery and you fall. Ah! And you fall to the ground. I'm going to say you're going to also take like a level one stress, like sprained ankle.
Fuck.
Is that stress or harm?
Sorry, harm. Level one harm.
Okay.
Is there like a way that connects the two buildings that I'm on?
The roofs are close enough that you could conceivably just kind of jump it.
Oh.
But then you're going to be on the roof.
Yes, you would be on the roof.
Yeah. No, I want to sneak over. I want to try to sneak over to that window that Juckles was launched into.
Yeah. So you're going to like there. So you're going to come back down the warehouse and then try to go back up. Basically the same thing that Captain just tried doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, prowler finesse.
That's going to be finesse.
Oh boy.
Because you're not really hiding from anyone.
True. Okay.
Wow.
You managed to get your way up into the window where Chuckles was. And you kind of poke your head through there and you just see this little basket scurrying along the wall. Slowly going towards the office. Captain,
I'm not sure what I should do to get in this place. I'm at a loss.
Do you want suggestions?
Yes, that's what I was kind of hinting at.
You could try to make a distraction to get the guards to run outside.
Oh, okay.
That is right up the captain's
alley. I start whipping rocks at like everything. Like I'm just like grabbing. Wait. I'm like just bending down, whipping rocks like left and right. Like just start whipping rocks at everything I can hit.
You do have other. If you want to throw rocks, you can. I just want to make sure you want to throw rocks.
Yes.
Flashback.
Oh yeah, flashback.
Flashback. I kind of have a feeling that this is what Captain's going to come to. So,
throwing rocks? That's what you thought I was going to come to?
Well, I mean, you know that he's primed for distraction, right? He's going to be a distraction guy.
Yeah, so I kind of want to, like, as we're walking to the warehouse, we're picking up these rocks, like, good-sized ones, and then covering them in the boom boom sauce, the squishy boom boom sauce.
I mean, we've got it. We might as well coat shit in it. Gloves, rocks.
I'm gonna say after this is the last of the boom boom sauce. I think it's pretty much the difference between the glove and the rock. Enough.
I mean, not that it really helped me destroy his nuts, but it did destroy his nuts.
Also, I am just whipping rocks. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm whipping rocks indiscriminately. Right, I'm taking out my frustrations.
Fair enough.
What are you frustrated about?
So it's like the rocks, like we barely covered them. So like they'll hit and they'll like, they don't like boom, but they like poof.
Like
they make a louder explosion.
What are those
like,
things called? The little
snap pops.
Yeah.
Pop rocks.
No, not pop rocks. You eat those.
But that's what you have is basically pop rocks.
It is.
Yeah. So, but like it makes a bigger sound than it should, but it's not like a.
Okay.
It's not an explosion. He's not putting holes in the building.
I throw rocks and they blow up. I get it. Okay. Distraction. Initiate. Go.
Okay. So you're throwing these rocks. Do you think that's going to be a wreck or a finesse? Like, are you just causing chaos, or are you trying to actually aim and hit something?
I'm going to say it's a chaos. Wreck.
Wreck. All right. Throw your wreck roll and throw your special rocks.
Plus one.
Partial success.
It's a pretty low bar.
So, you throw the rocks, and they don't hit anything explosive, but they do kind of like make kind of like firework noises when they hit things, like pachoo, 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 pachoo. And it gets the attention of a few guards who run outside of the building. What are you going to do, Captain, when these guards run out?
I'm going to prowl.
Okay.
I'm going to try my prowl for the first time. Let's see how I do. Let's see if I do as good as Chuckles did earlier with the basket.
The basket.
Oh, I
no,
did not.
They spot you. They spot you immediately trying to run for cover.
Oh, this isn't where I parked my ship.
And they point at you like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm just throwing rocks to vandalism.
I love crime.
Well, stop it. And they come over to kind of talk to you some more.
Oh, okay.
They're going to approach you.
They're going to approach me. I'm going to try to sway them.
Okay.
Magic tricks.
Yeah, when I say sway them, I mean wreck them.
Okay. How are you going to wreck them?
Boom boom sauce?
No, we don't have no more boom boom sauce.
Have rocks.
I have rocks. Yeah, I'll throw the rest of the boom boom socks rocks, like they're all covered in the sauce, and whip them at one of the, like right in the, I don't know, like right in front of them.
I imagine it's like in your dirty
like a
sock,
smoke bomb,
and you're like whipping them around.
No, it's more like that scene from Breaking Bad in the first season when he throws, and this is not meth, and he whips a tiny rock, okay. But it's like a sack full of rocks with boom boom socks.
Go ahead and throw your wreck.
Your secret.
I'm sure this will go well.
Your special rocks.
It didn't go well.
Yes.
You do it.
Slice of life.
Slice of rocks.
Smoke just kind of go right up in their faces. They start coughing. And I'm like trying to, can't see. And the way is clear now into the first level of the warehouse.
Oh, yeah, I definitely dive into the first level. Like, I'm, like, running like Shaggy do.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
What?
All right, you're in the warehouse. Chuckles, you are in a basket creeping along to the office. Squish, you're by the window. Captain, you're in the front door. Just... to kind of also clarify, on the first floor, Captain, there is an additional, there's a guard and a spirit warden walking around. On the top floor, there is a single guard, and then there's a guard going up and down the stairs.
And where's the treasure at?
I see it now.
You're the treasure.
The office.
Is the office on the first or second floor?
First floor. Or, I'm sorry, okay. Second floor.
Okay. I need to make my way to a stairwell then. So okay. How do I get there?
You would have to cross the room. Guards might see you if you just start running for it.
I'm going to try prowl again.
Okay.
I'm sure. I mean, it failed last time, but it's got to fit work this time. That's how science works. Nope.
Did not.
Science has failed me again.
As you start, I imagine you try to like creep across, you know, like do one of those creeping. And when you turn, the spirit warden and the guard just both look at you and they're like, what are you doing in here? Stop.
And they I just make a run for it.
You're going to try to outrun them and run to the staircase guard who is, also, there's a guard on the staircase.
Yeah, but I'm going to whip my explosive jar at the one guy.
Oh, you mean the...
Kaboom?
Kaboom, yeah.
But Kaboom takes 5 minutes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Shit, that's not a good idea. What can Neelix do? Can he do anything? Can he help me out?
Sure.
I'm going to have Neelix come out. I'm going to have him lift up, like, is there any anything he can grab to throw at them? Like a barrel?
Yeah, there's like there's barrels and stuff around there.
Yeah, let's throw a barrel red? Like in Donkey Kong.
All right, go ahead and command Neelix. Let's see how well he does.
All right, command Neelix. Come on. Do I any modifiers for that?
No. Okay. Neelix kind of comes out and he's like, yes, sir.
Partial success.
Barrels. He picks up the barrel and he kind of chucks it. Who do you want him to... I'm going to say he hits the guard. He takes the guard out, but he does not take the spirit warden out. So it's you and the spirit warden on the first floor. Anyone want to jump in for a second before we keep going?
I'm preoccupied with this basket. I feel like I'm on a really good track.
So, are you trying to like shuffle up the stairs now?
I'm trying to go all the way with this basket caper.
All the way to the office. Yep.
Yes, I'm gonna I'm gonna keep going until I am found. I'm explicitly found.
Squish, what are you doing?
So I kind of set up like, okay, so I like hide in this little corner here and I want to do a survey with like the scout to see how many enemies there are. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to take +1 for my scout ability. That was not good.
Not good.
As you peek around the corner trying to see how many guards there are, you come face to face with a guard who is not expecting you to be there. He's like, ah!
And I go, ah!
Well, because you're not expecting to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of just both scare each other.
And now you must fight.
Now you must do something.
Okay. See how well your sharpshootering is.
Probably pretty good.
Is that hunt?
Yeah, that's going to be hunt.
Okay. Very good.
You kill him. Luckily, the spirit wardens are too preoccupied with what the captain is doing downstairs to notice. But you do take that guard out. So there are just...
This one?
Yeah. Yep. The one that's on the second floor here. Let me...
Okay. All right.
He's gone.
Oh. Neutralized.
But that shot rings out, though, right?
Yeah, it's been heard. Since it's a success, I'm going to say that the guard on the bottom floor didn't hear it, but the two spirit wardens that you can see through the window both kind of turn and look to hear what the noise is. But since it's dark, they can't really quite see what's on the other side of the window.
I thought it was really bright.
Oh, you're right. It is bright in there. So I'm just going to say, though, they're not. They hear the noise, but they don't see you.
I fire, then immediately run around the corner.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Like Zoidberg.
And now, Chuckles, you are pretty... I'm assuming at this point you've gotten pretty close to the door to the office.
Yes. I do see this blue coat. Am I...
Yeah.
I'm going to try and walk by him.
So go ahead and see if your prowl works to get past him, because he is on the stairs. You're gonna have to directly pass him.
All right. I'm not sure how to explain this.
It's gonna take a hell of a roll.
What's us?
It's a hell of a roll.
As the guard is kind of out looking over the warehouse, you just managed to scooch past him.
All right.
You're now to the door of the warehouse.
Yeah, I'm going in. Is it open?
The door's locked. I'm going to say the door is open, yes, but there are two spirit wardens.
Wait, can
in
it
there.
Be locked?
Yeah,
I would
sure.
like to tinker
he
it.
He just
through
wants
the...
to tinker.
I do. I want to tinker it through the hand holes.
All right. Yeah, the door is locked.
All right. Well, doesn't matter. I'm a tinker.
That should be a -1.
A negative one? My hubris?
You're doing it. You're doing it through the eye or the handholds of the basket.
Yeah, I mean, I follow. I'm doing a minus one. It doesn't matter. I'm tinkering God.
You got it.
I'm tinkering God.
The door opens, and the spirit warns, look up, as this door just randomly opens. And one spirit guard just, turns together, and he just, goes...
The door flies open, and it's just this tiny little basket in the middle of the door frame.
Like, do you think this place is haunted? One of them asks the other. Captain, you still have a spirit warn on your tail.
I am making a run for it.
Okay.
Just run right by him. See. No time for you.
Yeah, like I start running towards the nearest door. My plan is, guys, I'm going to leave the kaboom and let him blow this place up, but only after we get our treasure. That's my... You know, we have to live up to our title.
Okay, so then we have 5 minutes from when you set kaboom.
Yeah, and like I said, I haven't set him yet, but that's my plan.
Okay.
And we know that.
Because... Yeah, we know that. Because of a flashback that I'm just going to say we had.
Okay.
And a flashback.
So you have not left it yet, right? You're just...
No, not yet. Not yet. My plan is I'm running, and if I can get far enough away from this guy, then I'll plant kaboom someplace like on my run.
Okay, go ahead and roll, I guess, finesse, so you can kind of try to out-dodge him as he's chasing you.
Right.
As to...
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You try to run and dodge him, and he just grabs you by the arm and pulls you back. You're going to take one stress for that.
One stress, oh goodness. All right.
He pulls you up, and he's like, you shouldn't be in here. What are you doing?
Can I punch him in the face? Can I nut punch him? I'm going to nut punch him instead. Right, run that wreck roll. Oh, I failed. Oh, no. The nut punch has failed.
You go to punch him in the nut, and he just kind of catches your arm instead and throws you into the corner. You're going to take some fall damage, just general damage. Let's do stress. I'm sorry, level one harm. Splinters.
Fall damage. All right.
Well, you know, splinters.
He is a spirit warden, though. So as he, once he throws you, Captain, because you can attune naturally, you feel a very dark presence kind of like solidifying in front of you. The spirit warden, since they are, in fact, in charge of spirits, can control them. And he is gathering a pretty strong ghost in front of him.
Oh God! Can I do my? I'm gonna have to use the fusion damage. I don't see any other way out of this.
Use it.
All right. Can I do the fusion dance?
Do the fusion dance to summon your fire demon.
What do I roll for that? I don't even remember command.
So that you already know the ritual, so you can do the ritual. But yes, it would be to command him to do it.
All right, a command, and I'm just gonna throw a regular command. I don't think I have two. I have two. It's already adjusted, right? On the
should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Partial success.
You are able to summon Hotman, who comes to life as a spark, and then as a general flame, and he starts just tossing fireballs all over the place. And he does hit the spirit warden. He goes down, but he is also lighting the rest of the warehouse on fire.
Uh-oh. I might not even use kaboom, guys. All right, so I make a break for it to get out of there. I don't want to bother with the spirit warden. I am running for my
life. Running where? Okay.
Towards the nearest door to the second floor.
Okay, so you're going to run up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you see yourself running. There is another guard on the steps, but you're able to get to the top of the steps before he sees you.
All right. Can I nut punch him?
In one second. Squish, do you want to contribute to the guard? Or are you going to keep hiding?
To the guard, yeah. I want to, like, I hear all that shit going on. The guard turns his attention towards the... towards the stairs leading up to the office, and I peek out, and I shoot him.
Okay. Go ahead and see how your hunt does.
Not good.
You miss. You miss. And instead, he turns, sees you, and starts running towards you.
Ah! Start flailing my arms.
Like a bear.
Trying to make yourself look big.
So now, Chuckles, Squish, you are, Chuckles, you are in the doorway in your basket. Captain, you have come up the stairs.
Uh-huh. Is the guard gone then?
That guard is gone. Now, inside the room, you open the room and it's an office with a desk and two chairs. There are two spirit wardens and they look up from the table where they have some of the maps. You can see that there are maps. There's a treasure chest. There's this big iron treasure chest. Let me throw that in the chat. And then, you know, some gold and some jewelry laid out in front of them. They are clearly looking at this treasure chest.
All right. Well, can I throw the bottle with the kaboom guy in there and like start this process and kind of distract them?
Yeah. So you, you pick up the bottle and you just chuck it in there. They are spirit wardens, so they can sense that there is an explosive demon inside of there. And they just look at you in horror and they're just like, what did you do that for?
I would run.
And they're kind of charmed because, you know, they're here to, this is their business. They've been sent to do this. And they're just looking at you going, and they start to pack up the treasure.
No, you leave the treasure there.
Sir, this is, you're an absolute maniac. I just,
Leave the treasure and get the fuck out of here.
Are you going to try and command them?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely raise my voice.
Okay.
Is that command. The test?
Partial success, so...
One of them just takes off.
Oh, fantastic.
The other one stops packing, and he's like, he kind of was like, no. And he is going to go and try to take control of your explosive kaboom demon. But before he does that, Squish, sorry, did you want
to... I was going to say, I look to my basket and say, Juggles, do your thing.
What's my thing?
Juggles, tinker the shit out of that guy.
Tinker. Your thing's not punching.
Listen, I feel like we've gone to that well, and it might be dry now. So, and you just blew my cover.
No, he's too busy just being distracted. I was whispering.
Oh, okay.
Chuckles, get him. He lifts up the basket, and the guy goes, "Whoa!"
Yeah, I stand up and I throw the basket off of me, and I say, "Well, I don't say anything. I just stand there. I'm like, I'm here now," and I go for the treasure.
All right. Before you start fighting over it, Squish, you are still face to face with a guard.
Shoot him.
I'm gonna shoot him.
All right. You get him this time.
Yeah. Take that guard.
You
then
shoot
I rifle
him.
Through his pockets.
Inside, there's not too much. A little bit of money, a little bit of...
No, that was
like,
just a joke. I'm not going through his pockets.
Oh, okay.
Why would you not go through his pockets, though?
The building is on fire.
Still?
I'm not going to take... Mostly.
It's about to blow up in about 4 minutes.
Well, Squish might not.
I don't know that.
Right. He's right. I assume you hear everything for the walkie-walkie.
No, it's mostly off.
Oh, okay.
We got to conserve battery.
I'm also
electricity
sure
exactly runs on ghosts, so
All right.
I'm not going to use up a bunch of ghost souls.
Fair enough. So what are we doing?
Back to the office. So there are no more guards left in the building. But in the office, there's one spirit warden, and he's holding up his hands, and he's like, "You don't understand what a find this is. Do you even know whose treasure this is?"
No, but I want it.
Yonder.
It's the ghost pirate's treasure. This could be the key to solving the energy crisis in Duskfall.
Wait, I thought we had the ghost pirate on our team.
That's why I want my fucking treasure.
Yeah, I thought he was the ghost pirate. That's what he's been telling us.
Yar. So I dive towards the treasure. I start diving for it as fast as possible. I push past
now it's
you guys.
Both of us? And you throw me off of it?
Yeah, I throw you off of it and start going for the treasure chest as possible. And start trying to open it. What's the guy doing?
Well, when you dive towards him, you scare him and you back he backs off. But he's not about to let this treasure go. Like he said, they think it's the treasure to the ghost pirate. He wants it. He starts summoning his own demon.
Oh my goodness. I've already summoned the fire demon. Is he gone? Is he still?
He's downstairs.
And the kaboom's causing fire upstairs? Or is about
Kaboom hasn't gone off yet.
All right. And where's Neelix at?
Neelix is wherever you need him.
Okay, can he throw another barrel? Can he throw anything at this guy? Can I use Neelix for anything?
Yeah. What do you want?
I thought you already used them, though.
Oh, can I only use them once?
I'm going to say you're going to have to roll for him to command him to do it again, to do anything else.
All right. I don't know. Can I tackle the guy instead?
Sure. Go just to skirmish him.
The demon or the bit war?
The guy, is why he's trying to summon the demon, oh, I just okay. Oh, that's a failure.
Oh, that is critical. Is there a critical failure?
No, I don't think so, but there should be for that.
You go to dive across the desk, and he sidesteps you, and you just kind of hit the wall instead and roll. What are your harms up to at this point?
I have a lot of harms. I don't know.
You do have a lot of harms. You're going to take level 3 harm, serious concussion.
Oh, concussed.
And I'm going to say you're going to be a little dizzy for the rest of the night. You're going to kind of be a little not out of it, but you know.
This is definitely not my night.
Anything from you, Chuckles?
Oh, well, I didn't like that. But I'm not really sure what to do. So I stand up and I yell at the warden.
Okay. What are you yelling at him?
What are you doing?
Generally screaming.
I'm just yelling incoherently at him.
So you're just going to scream at him. Squish, you hear screaming coming from the office. And I'm imagining it's rather like high pitched, like,
Squish is going to he's going to sit where he has a perfect line of sight from the exit of the office.
Okay.
And then I kind of hope, Dawn comes in soon. to rescue our ass.
Destiny point.
Okay, this is what Dawn does. Or not what Dawn does, what Squish does. Squish walks over to this door over here and opens it. Not to leave.
Squish leaves.
That happened once. One and a half times. And you know what? I'm gonna do a flashback again.
Okay.
To me talking to Dawn and P-Way and turn it. Like, all right, I'm going to unlock this door. up here. When that door is unlocked and I push it open a little bit, you guys rush in.
Okay.
So that's what I do is, or flash forward is after I kill that, after I kill that guard, I run towards that, that door and I kind of like push it open to let P-Way, Turnit, and Dawn in.
I think I lost my Turnit. We'll just put a double P-Way.
I don't know why they'd be on our side. We tried to convince them to kill their captain.
Well, we got Dawn on our side.
Yeah. When you push the door open, Dawn, still in her kind of dress from earlier, rushes in. She's got her hammer on her. P-Way and Turnit are there, and they're not there for you. They're there for Dawn. And she kind of is like, "We're here. We made it." And then she sees the building's on fire, and she's like, "This looks familiar."
Yeah, they need you up in the office.
And they just come in screaming, ah, you know, like running in there. Dawn's got her hammer, and she kind of swings it as she comes in, and she goes, "That's our treasure!" And the Turnit and P-Way yell back, ah! And now there are five people in this room against this one guard.
Who has magical powers.
He does have magical power. So he is going to continue summoning his demon. If someone would like to tell Dawn and them what to do, they will likely do it for you.
That sounds more like juggles.
Tell him what to do?
Yeah. Tell him what to do. Tell him what's going on.
Oh, I see. I just, I don't really know what to tell him what to do, but, you know, he's going to conjure a spirit that's going to be mean to us. I would prefer that not to happen. But I do that all through. I don't stop my high-pitched squealing, and I try to convey that message through hand signals, very hurried hand signals.
All right. So, so Dawn's watching you just kind of flail your arms about, and she goes, "Got it." And the three of them.
Oh, shit.
Just go, and she just takes her hammer and just swings and knocks the legs out from underneath the Spirit Warden. Completely cripples his kneecaps. He goes down, and then holds up her armor, and everyone cheers. Woo! You know, Turnit and P-Way are just cheering her on. They're really not doing much.
Oh, no, my high-pitched squealing has turned into a triumphant yell. Still high pitched, but then
a triumphant squeal.
A triumphant squeal, and then I point over at the captain, who is completely dazed, and he is seeing little birdies flying around his head, and also squealing for someone to help.
No, I mean maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing, Captain? So the Spirit Warden goes down. His ghost does not appear.
Oh, I'm what making my way for that treasure chest again. I'm
you're just kind
of
gobbling it up.
Yeah, like, I'm like drunk walking towards my like need that treasure chest. Like I like it's like I'm like drunk and falling over. And I'm like, well, I'm concussed, so it's kind of all explanatory. But I am like about to dive for it.
So you dive towards the treasure chest, and on the table, like I said, there's a number of things. There's some coins. There is the necklace that we've been talking about, and you recognize the necklace right away. It is a it doesn't seem like it's full of power, but it is made out of little tiny teeth.
Well, I'm standing on the table too, and I as the captain is grabbing the treasure, I reach over the captain and pick and swipe the necklace.
All right, you've got that. Captain, are you taking the treasure maps?
Yeah, I'm going right for those.
So on the treasure map, it does say Captain Clyde's, you parked here. And it, you hold it up so everyone can see. And it's just a map of the Void Sea with like these dotted lines. And then a big X kind of right in the middle.
Lads, my ship, the Kahuna Wave.
The what?
The Kahuna Wave. I think it's my ship. I found the map that can get me there.
Oh, okay. Well, leave this treasure. And
my instincts were always on point. I knew treasure maps would get me somewhere.
Yes.
So pick up. You guys are gonna, or we're gonna pick up the maps,
the jewelry. Necklace. Yeah, and then I tell that the other three people is like, "Oh, well, we didn't tell you." That I was trying to convey through a series of hurried hand signals was that there's an explosion about to happen and we need to get the fuck out of here.
I'm just going to tell them that the rest of it's theirs.
Yeah, you can have that. I don't really care.
I'm just waving your map at people. Like, as you're going.
Yes,
this,
yes,
like,
we know about the map.
I'm like clicking my feet like in air.
Let's get going.
So you guys are leaving. Squish, what are you going to leave as well? Is everyone just leaving?
I'm already out of there.
Oh, wow. What a surprise. Squish has already left.
As soon as I let the Dawn and the crew in, everyone else has it. So I left the warehouse.
Well, as you guys leave P-Way, Tarnit, and Captain are right behind you. They've managed to grab the chest. They filled it up with some of the gold, and they're kind of carrying it between them. But the six of you all escape through the front door, and as you're running down the street, you hear an explosion, and the building just goes, everything shakes, and the building goes up in flames. And Dawn turns around. She's like, I swear this has happened before.
Not when you were there, sweetheart.
Oh, she hasn't.
A few other people stick their heads out from doors and windows, and they're like, "Oh, not again,
dude." We keep blowing things. It's getting
goddamn garbage boys are at it again.
Yeah, I think it might catch up to us someday, probably, but not today.
Not today.
Yeah, like
we're
a fire
on the run.
Marshal.
We're gonna find my ship, and we're gonna be a little crew.
I don't know about all that.
So you got it. You guys head back to the Gar Barge, and that's where we're going to end it tonight.